I dropped my pen.
We're ready to go. My ashtray is in the oven. My dough is stretched.
Mm-hmm. Your dough is stretched. Good. You don't want that dough to be unstretched, you know? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, ladies? Am I right?
For context, I'm making bread and also an ashtray at the same time.
Why would you give context? I think that was perfectly self-explanatory.
It's all you needed to know. So, you know, we're back here on It's 2 a.m. as we usually are, and we're talking the craft. I mean, we agreed on it last time, so we kind of have to. Although, we don't hold ourselves to anything that we say that we're going to do, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. But this time we are. So this is a rare moment of continuity for us, so.
You get three a season.
Exactly three.
So we watched the original Crafts, and...
We watched both Crafts.
Yeah, but I can't remember what the second one's called. It's called The Crafts something.
Legacy.
Kind of a bad title.
Yeah.
But...
I was... damn, I forgot, but there was something else recently that I saw that was Legacy, and I was, like, laughing because I was, like...
Was it Tron?
Yes, it was Tron. Thank you. It was like Tron Legacy, the Craft Legacy.
Yeah, but weirdly enough, Tron Legacy works. I don't know why, it just does. But also, it was a pretty good movie. Well, I enjoyed it, but I've never seen the original.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it. I've never seen any of it, nor do I care to.
It was fun.
I was watching a video essay on the trope that Olivia Wilde's character embodies in that movie. So that's why.
Oh, is it the weird childlike adult woman thing?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. It is weird.
We love it.
It is weird, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, I guess it would be fine if, well, I mean, this is not what we're talking about, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. So, I mean, I guess it would be fine if...
Talks exclusively about Tron.
I feel like the specific trope would be fine if the artificial intelligence or whatever in question had the ability to portray themselves as an infant. I feel like therein lies the issue. It's like they may...
Right, or if it was a child, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like when you think about how they design these AIs or whatever, they kind of just like design them as adult people. It would be kind of weird to have a child. Like, although they should... Do they ever do that in a video game or anything? Just have like a child... I don't know why I'm asking you as if you play video games frequently, but...
I've never seen a video game. Yeah, no, the whole problem is that it's the body of a sexy lady, like, and the one particular video essay that I was watching, like, referenced a bunch of movies, like, mainly sci-fi, because this is where it happens, but it's like, you know, aliens, mermaids, like, whatever the fuck, and they're all, like, sexy ladies.
I know.
Who act like
none of them are children. Obese. That's how you get around the trope, just make one of them obese, I think.
Just show some diversity, you know? Instead of a skinny white lady, you know? Give us, like, a big, proud lady.
Just a husky, I don't know, just someone you would find on a bus. Just literally just pick a person on the bus. And, like...
Yep. Just grab them off the bus.
But anyway, yeah, so we watched Tron. Or not Tron.
Anyway, we watched Tron. Nope, never. Words you will never hear us say.
It's, I think it's Disney, too. The original one, at least.
No thanks. All around.
So, we watched the old Crafts.
The old and the new. The new and the old.
So, I was thinking of, like, what would be a good way to compare these two? Because I'm like, they're kind of vastly different. So, there has to be some type of way.
But are they even...
I mean, you've watched them more recently, yeah, no, and consecutively, so, I mean, what's your take?
Yes. My take? We can talk about the first one first, you know, can talk about them in order. Because I have a lot of thoughts, in general, but I also just think that, I don't know, that the second one was both too similar and also too different, if that makes sense.
I think I get what you're saying. Because I was also getting a lot of, I was getting a similar feeling where it felt like I was watching the plot of the first movie, but then they tried to differentiate it in certain ways where I was like, I don't think this is different enough where I would be like, you know, if these were like two papers in front of me, I wouldn't be like, oh, this one's different enough for me to say, no, this isn't plagiarism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think in general, we could talk about the first one, but in general, I think that it was too much of a reboot and not enough of the sequel that they wanted it to be.
I agree. So, I mean, I was thinking of the best way to do this. So I was thinking, let's do characters first, because we have four main girls in both of them. So it's very easy to compare and contrast. So, I mean, obviously, I prefer the OG because they were different enough and they had a very good friendship dynamic that I think that I kind of lost in the second one. I feel like they were, you know, we get that kind of modern take on it where it's like these are modern female friends and whatnot. But I'm like, I guess I think they just weren't all different enough because they all seemed too similar to the point where I was just like those three girls and then the one new girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The second one, I'll say this right off the bat. The second one doesn't hold a candle to the first one. Yeah. It just doesn't.
And I think IMDb would agree with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's, yeah, fair. There was some stuff I liked about it, for sure. But, just in general, the first one, like, you have, like you said, you have these four separate, like, stories going on, and it really is about them. Like, it's about the coven, it's about the girls and their separate issues and kind of how they've, like, come to start doing magic and why, which I think is, like, super duper important if you're gonna, like, do this sort of story. And I don't know why they didn't do that in the second one, because I felt like that was, like, a key element of the first one, is these four separate stories of, like, very flawed girls who are just trying to, like, make their way in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And that's part of, like, I think what made it so relatable and so, like, grounded in a way. Like, there's like, a realism to it that the second one doesn't have.
Yeah.
Even though, like, yeah, it's about magic, but, like, you're telling a fantastical story in a realistic setting. So it does need to have that groundedness in it, I think.
I agree. Because, I mean, in the first one, the kind of weight of it is, like, you know, we have our main girl. I really don't remember anyone's name from the from either movie, really. I just know them as, like, the actual actress. Like, the actors. Except for Nancy. I always just remember Nancy for some reason. I don't remember what the main girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I think her name is Sarah.
Oh, yeah. It is Sarah. Because she goes, Sarah, and then, you know, Neve Campbell and Rachel True.
right. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I don't remember their names, and I watched it recently, so.
And that's fine. So, I mean, you know, Nancy is, you know, poor white trash. She doesn't want to be anymore. Plus, she's also, like, edgy, edgelord for life.
Yeah, she's definitely the edgiest.
Yeah, Neve Campbell has that whole burn situation thing going on her back. Rachel True is just a black girl trying to make it in the 90s.
Well, she's the only black girl at that school of all white kids. So it's a very specific, she's, like, very specifically bullied about it by, what is that actress's name? I love her so much, and she's so good in this movie.
Oh, Marsha Brady from the Brady Bunch movies?
Yes, yes, yes. Also married to Ben Stiller, I think?
That is random.
Right? Because wasn't she in Arrested Development with him? Anyway, I think she's married to Ben Stiller. But yeah, her. She's... I love that she's in this movie.
And she's a bitch.
Yeah. Like, Rachel True is, like, very specifically bullied by her racially, because she's the only She's the only black girl. So that's the other thing that's the other thing that's, I think, a very important part of this movie is the fact that they're outcasts.
Yeah.
And they're very much shown as outcasts, and it's, like, made clear why.
Yeah. Don't they go to, like, a private Catholic school?
I'm not sure if it's... Yeah, they definitely wear uniforms.
Yeah. So that's how I know it was, like, a Catholic school, but I want to say it's a private school as well, because it seemed like it.
Probably.
But, you know, at the same... Which would make sense, because, I mean, like, Nancy would probably be there on, like, scholarship or outreach, whatever they do to try and get, like, incorporate the underdeveloped demographic of wherever the hell they are. Because I know they're in California, but it feels like San Francisco?
No, it's actually in LA, and Sarah's character is from San Francisco.
Oh, okay. See, I vaguely remember. Okay.
That part I do remember.
Weirdly enough, I just distinctively remember something about San Francisco.
Because in the end part where, they make her think that her parents die in a plane crash or whatever.
Mm.
They're flying back to San Francisco from LA for some reason.
So, I mean, they all had their reasons for doing the craft because, again, they were all outcasts at this school where they were.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Nancy was originally maybe a popular girl at some point. But, yeah. And had, like, that whole dynamic going on, which I love that. I mean, I love those dynamics where it's just,
oh, really?
Like, I used to be the most popular girl, but then, you know. I got Janice Ian'd.
I was going to say exactly. Janice Ian.
When they just call you a lesbian. There are going to be girls in their swimsuits.
I couldn't have a lesbian at my pool bar. Yeah. I don't know that backstory is ever brought up. If it was, I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, because in the new one, and we'll just call it Legacy. So in Legacy, they're...
Tron Legacy, yes.
They just go to, like, a regular school, I think. Like, a regular, like, just a normal public school.
They go to a regular school, and also they're regular-ass fucking girls. I don't understand. Except for their, like, outfits. I don't understand. I kind of don't want to talk about the second one yet.
So here's my take on it. See, this was what I was thinking in contrast to the original. So I think in their mind they were thinking... When it comes to outcasts these days, there aren't any because, like, you know, being an outcast is kind of, like, cool. And I'm like, no, that's Glee.
That's not true, that's though. Glee,
that's real life.
You're thinking of the hit television show Glee?
I can't even say that because they weren't even cool. Because even when they were, like, popular, they were still getting slushied every day.
Yeah, but, like, the whole mixing of, like... clicks, yeah. I think it's very,
I got you,
yeah. To go back to the first one, I think, like, what makes it so, like, classic, like, so iconic is just the fact that, like, it has that, like, very tried and true method of storytelling in a film where instead of, like, here's, like, a shit ton of exposition, beep up boop up, like, you're just kind of, like, shown who these characters are, and it just intrinsically makes sense how they got to the place that they got, you know, instead of just a shit ton of, like, well, this happened and then this happened and, like, I am this person and you're that person and, like, da da da. Like, no, it just makes sense that that these characters would be where they are. And so then when you introduce Sarah into the dynamic, she is, like, quote unquote, the main character. But she also never overshadows anybody else's story at all. They're still all individual characters with their own, like, arcs going on. The whole time, and there's no other real, I don't know, they don't try to, like, hem in too many plot lines, which the second one absolutely 1000% does. Yeah, so that's really the thing that I think, like, makes it so iconic, and as, like, a witch movie, which, like, you and I are both super into, like, this genre, like, it just, it's like, okay, this is, like, about the magic and about the coven, and so we're going to focus on the girls who make up that coven and why they're doing the magic they're doing and what happens because of their own selfish needs and desires.
Yeah, which are all motivated by their own individual traits and, like, backstories and stuff.
Yeah.
But we never get that from any of the new girls. Because, so, the way that I felt about the new one was really, like, because you really don't want to talk about it. It's really funny. So, no, it's funny because I feel the way that I feel like they made it was they were trying to avoid having to do that whole, see, this is, all right, I was thinking about this earlier when I knew that we were going to talk about this today, and I distinctively was thinking about how annoyed I am with this whole mentality of women in opposition of one another. There's nothing wrong with that. That, mm-hmm. like, men are constantly in opposition with one another. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like, in especially gays, like, they don't, most of the time, we don't like each other. So, or at least they're always being bitchy. So.
It's true. Chad and I secretly hate each other. In case
that's
why
we don't talk
know.
For days on end. So.
It's not our laziness.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. My whole thing is, I'm like, I feel like because they think women in opposition and a man being like the central issue or the common denominator, that's a problem. Because it's two women competing over a man. Mm-hmm. Now, two women competing over literally anything else mm-hmm. is fine because we are people and we have, like, our own lives and wants and desires and stuff. So I can believe that two women could want the same fucking thing. It's like, we both want to be fashion editors. That's that seems likely. We both want to be head engineers. Makes sense. So I'm like...
Right. Yeah. Have you ever seen The Devil Wears Prada?
Prime example. Holy, like... Holy has a feminine voice.
Amazing movie.
I know. I have a lot of thoughts about that movie as well. But the biggest just being that homegirl is her own biggest enemy because she is just whatever. I don't want to get into that right now because I will go on a tangent.
That movie is full of female villains and it is amazing. Like top to bottom, that movie is about female villains.
And the biggest villain of them all was hidden in the house. The call is coming from inside the house. It is her. So that's why I have, like, a huge issue with that. Because they tried to remove that aspect from, like, the first one. They were like, oh, it was about the coven fighting against each other. I'm like, yes, because they have power. They have magic. Of course, they would. Anyone in a seat of power will always have opposition with others within the group who also have power.
They're also teenage girls.
Exactly.
They're teenage girls. They're not even grown-ass women. Like, this is the thing. And I 100% agree with what you're saying. And I also appreciate what they tried to do. I can say that. Because when you watch the original, it does feel kind of like, well, you're like, oh, like, kind of was hoping, like, a girl power movie. And, like, it's not that, but it doesn't need to be that because it's still a story about women and their own needs and desires and their own arcs and flaws and failures. And what they attempted to do in the second one, I can appreciate because they were like, okay, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do like a female versus female story. We want to do a female versus male story, blah, 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 blah. It's like, great. But you know what isn't feminist is not giving a voice to your female characters.
Exactly.
And making the whole story about that versus male dynamic. Like, that's what's fucked up is, like, that they, by trying to be like, they're all friends, it's fine. It's like, okay, but you took away then these voices. Like, I can't believe they didn't, like, while writing the script, I can't believe they didn't, like, see what they were doing.
And I also, well, I'm sure that someone said that and then they were just like, you're too close. You're too close to it. You're looking too hard. And I'm just like, am I? That's what I always think when someone's just like, you're too close. And I'm just like, am I? Am I too close? Because if you are having the question, someone is going to have it. To which you're going to be like, this is going to become, like, a long track. That's going to become the only thing that people will think about. But at the same time, with the new one, what I didn't understand is why they didn't just do a, because again, they're teenage girls, so obviously they're going to do whatever they want, because hell is a teenage girl. So I'm like, I don't understand why they just didn't do that, especially once they got the actual abilities and were able to do stuff. It's like them, like, doing random things with their powers and being reckless and then chastising each other, but them having the common enemy of like David Duchovny. Exactly. Would like bond them together to be like, hey, we need to squash our bullshit because we have more to deal with. But higher than that, I'm getting really annoyed with this whole like battle of the sexes thing within magic that they're trying to do. Like, because, you know, they did it in Sabrina and I kind of let it go. I just let that go and let God. But like, this is becoming a recurring theme here where I'm just like, why are we doing this? Where it's like women, like female witches, and then there are like the men witches who want to take their power from them. And it's just like, I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to do this obvious, very obvious allegory of like the patriarchy stripping the female voice. But it's like, can we be just slightly more nuanced than that or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just a matter of like subtlety and like, it's just not done well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it could be a good, like you said, allegory. But I think in both those cases, the, you know, what you're pointing out is just not done with subtlety. And so it doesn't quite land correctly because it's done so overtly.
Yeah.
That it's just like, okay.
What? Do you know what's even weirder than that? Is I feel like, did you feel like any good friendship dynamic between the new group versus like the old one?
No.
Me either, because I always felt like it was always those three original girls and then that one girl. It was never like how in the first one where they fully invited Sarah into their circle. And then they were all like, hey, we're the original friends here. You're the new one later on. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. And I very much missed it especially because I'm like, oh, it looks like we got a little diversity here with the cast. We're going to be doing some fun stuff. Nothing.
Okay. You had like fully, like, I was like, how is the one from 1995 literally more progressive than this one from this fucking year? Like, I was like, okay, you only had one person of color in the first one, but at least she actually got to like talk about her, you know, struggles with like racial insensitivity. Like literally we had a black girl and a trans girl who Hispanic.
Oh, was she trans? I totally missed that storyline. That her specifically, I was like, what's going on with her? Because I feel like nothing. It was okay. Just like
here's and that's fine because guess what, they didn't fucking touch on it. It was that scene where she got her period, which, can we talk about that? Well, I'll put a pin in that, but we have to talk about that. Where Lily got her period, and then later she was like, oh, I have cramps. And then I think her name is Lourdes?
Yeah, her name is
Lourdes. Said, oh, I can't relate. And then they just kind of like moved on and kept talking. And I was like, why? And I was like, why can't she relate? And then I was like, oh, wait, is she trans? And then I looked up the actress. And yes, she's trans. And I was like, okay, cool. And then guess what? We never, ever said anything about it. At all. Ever.
That is so ridiculous. All right, talk about not being progressive. That's a whole storyline right there. That's a whole storyline you threw away.
There was like that one scene where she like walks by the guy in the hall. Like, there's this, like, twink getting bullied in the hallway by this jock guy. And then she walks by and then, like, changes the jock guy's sweatshirt into rainbow. And then everybody starts laughing. And I was like, what? Okay. Did we?
Yeah, if anything, I was just like, I don't know. I see what you guys did there. See, that felt very much like, do you remember that? you remember that clip of, like, Kelly Osbourne? I'm just going to, like, oh, if you're going to deport all of the immigrants, who's going to clean your toilets, Donald Trump? And
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Trust me, that's spot on. But
okay. No, I believe you.
And they were just all like, no.
Spot on Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah, they were all like, no, don't. And she was like, no, but you know what I mean? And I'm like, that's how I feel that scene lands for me, because it feels very like, oh, we're being progressive and like doing this, but I'm like, okay, but he's wearing rainbows, and then you're like, ha, 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 and I'm like, no, that's still that's still bullying, and that's still also like,
yeah,
slightly gay bashing, yeah, at the same time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and you know what? You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, like, that scene is like a perfect, like, encapsulation of the whole movie, where they were just like, we're being progressive. It's like, you kind of got it backwards, actually, a little bit.
Yeah, it's like progressive from like a 38-year-old's perspective, and it's just like, even in the 90s, we're a little more progressive, so you must be only watching 80s movies.
Yeah, I mean, like, at least, like, you know, at least in the original, like, Rachel True got a full storyline. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, that's that, like, that's my whole point with, like, the new one, and, like, not giving the individual girls their time. That's, you're taking away from the progressiveness of it, from the feminism, if you want to call it that, you know?
Do you know what also upsets me is this is another storyline that involves magic in a transgender person where they have not used the magic to transition their body. I am very annoyed with that. Because we have...
Why?
Because we have that character... Of course now I forgot his name. Theo in fucking Sabrina.
I feel like that's problematic, though.
I mean, what? To use magic to transition?
Yeah.
I guess, but I would wholly believe that as a... like, if you were a trans person who also practiced magic... And you could actually suddenly do magic. It'd be like, hey, I'm not going to waste thousands of dollars on a surgery when I can just poof, hello, I've got the body I've always wanted. That's, talk about instant gratification.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that is true. I don't know. I can't comment on that.
I mean, I can't comment on the trans experience, but I would wholly believe, because I'm like, if you're thinking about like using magic to get things that you desire, like... and especially motivations for one to practice magic,
mm-hmm,
that feels like that would have been a good, like, motivation to go with.
Yeah.
And a, like, actual thing that someone would do, especially a teenager. Because it's, like, it's very, yeah, much instant gratification.
Yeah. No, listen, I mean, I would agree with, like I said, I can't comment on it wholly, but I would tend to agree with that, like... I remember reading the Harry Potter books, like, back in the day, and that one character who could, like, change her appearance and whatever, I was like, that right there, that's what I would do. That's what I want.
I mean...
and I feel like I would change my hair immediately. Like, that would be the first fucking thing I would do.
Yeah, like Nancy in the first one?
Yeah. So, I think if that storyline were done well, I would see it. I would want to see it. But also, like... just give us a well-rounded trans character.
I mean...
like, point, like, end of statement.
How did you feel about David Duchovny in this movie?
Okay, hilarious that he was in it. Loved it. We love to see it. Loved him playing a evil warlock, 10 out of 10. He should only play evil warlocks from now on. That's what I think. Yeah, when he showed up, I think I texted you immediately. I was the New York meme where she's like, Beyonce. I was like, David Duchovny. But the other thing was, I knew he was evil, like, from the start. It was just so obvious.
I mean,
he was so like gross to the mom. I was like, okay, this is goodbye. And the mom was like, I really like him. And I was like, girl,
it's not even a, like, my mom's dating a vampire scenario where he's kind of smooth or suave.
Yeah,
he was just like gross.
Yeah, he was gross. And then, like, okay, what, like, what was the whole thing with all the sons? Like, why did there have to be so many sons? Why did each son get his own fucking backstory?
Yes, like, I was so confused.
Why is this necessary?
I was so confused by that. Okay, so what I can wholly believe happened behind the scenes in this, with this movie.
Yeah.
Because I heard about them doing this movie a while back.
Yeah.
So what I can wholly believe is that there was a whole bunch of female shit in there, and they were like, where are the men? And then they had to put in a whole bunch of random shit with dudes. Or some producer came in and did that. Because that doesn't make... it never made any sense to me. I never knew who was his actual son. Because the kid who died, they were, like, alluding...
they all were.
Were they? Because they were alluding that that kid wasn't even his son. It was, like, a friend.
Yeah, it wasn't. That was... Chad, no, that wasn't his son.
What, the one who died?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. I thought that was his
son. That was just a guy at school. First of all, that guy got way more screen time and backstory than anybody in the movie. And I was like, is this guy the main character?
He had a full gay arc.
I know.
And I'm like,
I know. He like
what?
Fully came out as bi. He had a whole thing. I was just like, why are we spending more fucking time with him than like any of the girls?
And you know what they got to do with this as well? Bury their gays.
Oh, yeah. They buried them real good. We love that trope. Yeah, no, the sons were, there was three of them. So there was a little kid, there was a medium kid, and he was friends with the guy who died. And then there was an older kid, and that's who the guy who died hooked up with.
Oh, okay. See, I was very confused as to who was who.
Yes.
And then, honestly, I'm going to be for real. I was tuning out for a while, and then when they brought along the gay storyline, I was like, oh, I'm what's happening? That's when my attention came back.
LOL. Me too. I won't lie. I was like, are they fully just like... But then he and Lily hooked up. I don't know. I just didn't care for it. I didn't care for any of it.
Yeah, I agree. It was just not as successful as it made itself seem. It was trying a bit too hard. And I find that funny because I'm like, coming in with a sequel, I feel like as soon as you pose yourself as a sequel, you kind of had more room to play with rather than like doing a reboot, because that's way more pressure.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how did you fuck it up?
I just didn't understand why, if it was a sequel, we were doing the whole new girl joins the coven to make four story again. Like, I was like, okay, but that just seems like then a reboot. Like, it just seemed too similar for it to be a sequel.
Yeah. And I feel like,
in my humble,
it's onion. I find it kind of funny the way that they tried to marry it into being a sequel was kind of funny, with like the mom being like, oh, I was actually a nurse at this hospital. And I was just like,
yeah, I know.
Wait, so all that made me think about is I was just like, wait, so are you telling me Nancy was like assaulted in the asylum and had a baby and then you just like took it? I'm like, oh, so we're just gonna totally skip over that storyline?
Yeah, I guess so.
There's so many storylines.
She's just gonna be there in the end.
There are just so many storylines. They were just like, well, let's not do that. I'm like, that was a whole storyline that you could have married into the whole... Like, I feel like that's what they were trying to do with like pulling that into the whole David Duchovny whatever. But it really just didn't make any sense. Overall, yeah. It just didn't make any sense. Yeah. And again, I feel like a lot of that could have been alleviated by just having him. I feel like a lot of those background scenes where he was just like doing stuff would have made more sense if in the foreground the girls were like had their own storyline shit going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one too many plot lines, and none of them were about our supposed main characters, the coven. So I just don't understand why that. Why?
Yeah. Well.
Why? I want to talk. I just want to talk.
Come outside.
Zoe Lister-Jones, I'm outside your window. Please come and talk to me right now.
So I guess we can go back to like the first one and just talk about like, well, actually, let's talk about the period scene since we put a pin in that and we didn't come back.
Okay, so in the first one, wasn't it that she actually cut herself on her leg?
Yeah, or something.
And that's why she was bleeding so much?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. So then in the sequel, when it was that, and I was like, oh, they're just going to parallel it completely, and it's going to be that she is cutting herself because she's, you know, upset, she's moving, like, blah, blah,
she's
blah.
Emo.
She's emo. Like, they didn't. It was her period, actually. And I was like, okay.
See, unless it was her period and she's Emma from Degrassi, I don't buy it.
That was a lot of blood to be coming out of you and you don't feel it. And like, for her to be like a 16-year-old girl who like presumably has gotten a couple years of periods in her by now, that's for you to not realize that much blood, it was dripping down the seat. And I was like, if that much blood was coming out of you, I think you would know.
I mean, I have never had a period, nor am I a lady. So I cannot presume that, but I feel like everyone I've ever known, they've just been like, they go to the bathroom without telling anyone and then come back and be like, yeah, I got it.
Yes. Yes. That's so exactly, because you feel it right away, because you're like, oh, and then you're like, okay, excuse me, do, do, do. Like, that's what happens. Not you're like literally gushing Niagara Falls before you're like, oh, what? Her?
Slides Hello? Off of desk chair. Whoa, what was I'm that? Like,
it does, like, yeah, I won't get too gross, but like, it doesn't matter how quote unquote heavy your flow is. You feel that shit. You feel it. It comes at you.
Also, I didn't get why they were like semi-bullying her for that. I was just like, this is 2020. Like, we know about period. Like,
yeah.
If anything, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like someone should have been like freaking the fuck out. I would have been like, oh my God, are you dying?
Yes,
have you been literally shot?
I would be like, girl, you're bleeding out of your anus and that is not normal. Like, that's what I would have said. Not like, her periods. But anyway.
I'm surprised they didn't use like a cleanup on aisle 3 line or something. You know, I'm sure that was in probably an earlier draft and they were like, that feels a little insensitive. Let's do that.
Cleanup on aisle 3. Love it. Yeah, that was my take. And again, like another scene that I think perfectly encapsulates the rest of this movie just being a little bit ridiculous. It's like if you want to get a feel for this movie, watch the period scene, the scene where she turns that guy's jacket rainbow, and the scene where they
fight David Duchovny.
Fight David Duchovny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was kind of funny, not gonna lie. But also, I didn't understand in the end. I was just like, weren't you guys like actively doing a bunch of stuff with your powers? You were acting like you guys had it like down pack for a minute.
Yeah.
Because they're all like, oh, we're gonna bind you. And I'm like, but you can't handle David Duchovny, or at least like do something to like.
They were doing, that was the other thing, that they were doing so much magic. Like, In comparison to the first one. And, like, again, I was like, okay, I get that you're trying to, like, amp it up for the sequel. You're trying to do different types of magic. You want to get a little bit bigger. You want to get a little bit flashier. We've got good CGI now. You can just do that. But, like, it felt so, like, cheap in a way that, like, compared to the first one where you had, like, very, very, again, like, it was grounded. You had very real-seeming magic where, like, it would, you know, I don't know. As opposed to just like, I can light the tip of my finger on fire and light a candle. But then, like, they were doing so much of it. Like, they were reading auras, like, right away. And I was like, doesn't it take, like, 20 years to do that sort of shit? Like, I don't know.
So, in saying that, here's what I feel like we've talked a lot about what we didn't like in the new one.
And I will continue that's fine. To do it.
And that's fine. I'm totally cool with that. But let's also like think about some things that were in the first one that we wish they would have pulled over into this one.
Okay. 100% the realness of the magic. Because like, as somebody who has researched Wicca extensively, and I'm sure you can back me up on this, it just, the first one is so much more true to how, if you were to really quote unquote like do magic or like, you know, have magic in the real world, it just feels so much more genuine and true to the actual practice of Wicca.
Yeah, I agree. And
as a Wiccan,
I was just trying to think, I'm like, what are some things that I distinctively wish that they would have pulled from the first one? Again, we've already talked about that, like how we wish they would have done more with their characters, because that really would have gone leaps and bounds into like all of the different types of magic they could have done. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know. I really wish they would have done more with the actual black, like the black girl and like magic, because again, that I feel like that whole storyline right there had its whole thing, especially at some point when she seemed to stand out as like the leader of them. Because she was the one who kind of, I don't know, I feel like she spearheaded the whole like, we're gonna bind you thing. So to which I know at that point I was really annoyed, because I was just like, girl, what are you talking about? Y'all were just doing the same shit, I feel like. But yeah, I agree with that, the realism of the magic. I really wish they would have been like more of outcasts.
Yeah,
because that would have
yeah
played more into them being like doing more magic and like, I don't know, I was thinking of like the mischief they would cause, because I mean, if they're like good kids, they're not going to want to do bad shit around the school. But if they're, you know, not really good kids, they're not going to give a fuck. They're going to just blow up a locker. So I think that would have been fun.
Yeah.
I liked that they were trying to kind of bring in that whole Billy aspect from the first one with like a semi-revenge thing, but you know, that didn't really work for me. I'm like, you could have thrown that storyline away. Especially when you brought in David Duchovny. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like now we don't, which again didn't make sense for them to be all like, blah, 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 bisexual male. I'm like, you have a transgender character over here.
That you don't even talk to. Like.
But yeah, I like how I spearheaded this and then I didn't really have all that much to contribute. I'm like,
no, I agree. And like, I don't want to like just repeat myself.
Yeah.
I just think that in general, had they cut down on some of the David Duchovny stuff, because I think it would be totally fine for them to have like, okay, this story is not about the girls against each other. This is about the four girls versus, you know, a guy, whatever. Sure. Fine. Great. Awesome. Make that your plot line, not like, I don't know. And they also just chose, like, the fact that we spent the most time with Lily and she was the only character that had any sort of like growth was just such a bummer, because she was the most fucking boring character.
I know. And what was exactly her growth? I don't really understand what her growth was. Like, just coming into power?
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, she was the only one who had any sort of, like, up and down of, like, what? I'm a witch? Okay. Oh, these are powers? Oh, stuff with my mom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was the only one who had any sort of, like, character arc at all.
Or any type of, like, upends in their life, like, from the magic or anything. So that's what I also find weird, because I'm like, I feel like in the first one, there was a lot of different ways that the magic kind of affected their lives individually.
Yeah.
And I feel like for this one, it was literally just all Lily. They were like,
yeah,
we're gonna throw all of those feelings directly on this one person.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a little bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, like, she was the most boring character. I was like, okay, at least if you're gonna only focus on one, choose an interesting one. Those are my feelings.
Any closing thoughts? Because I feel like that's pretty much it. They really wanted them to like redo that one scene from the first movie where Nancy like goes across the floor.
Oh, so epic.
That so or epic. Like any of the shit from the very end where they were like torturing her in the house, like mm-hmm. psychologically.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
that was groundbreaking.
It was amazing.
Them flying into her room with that terrible CGI.
Mm-hmm.
That whole sequence, which is probably about like 15 seconds, better than the entire sequence.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. They did try to bring in elements again of like horror then into the second one, and it just didn't play quite right with the rest of it. Because then the rest of it, they were like, we're taking Polaroids. I was like, okay. That's great. I'm taking a sparkly bath. Like, that's what... Okay.
You know, kudos to the director for trying. Because she also wrote it, so...
She did. She wrote and directed it. Listen, there were elements that I liked. Maybe I should talk about what I liked, because I really have been, like, sawing away at it. I liked the aesthetic. You know, I liked the general, like... feeling of it. I liked the idea of having it be more about the coven versus an outside force rather than like inter issues in the coven. I liked the other girls, just wish that we spent more time with them. Like, I liked the male bisexuality plotline, just wish it didn't like overshadow other stuff. You know, I liked David Duchovny as a villain. I did. Thought he was great.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Thought he was thoroughly creepy. I liked the house that they were in.
You're just like, I like the wallpaper. There was one song in there I did like. Me, I liked that there was an attempt.
Yeah, an attempt was made. No, you know what the second one is missing? Is that character from the first one in the witch shop that they go to. First of all, why did they not go?
Oh, true.
Why did they not go to a witch shop?
I don't know. Maybe. That really was, I feel like that would have been the first thing to do. Like, we're witches. Let's go to this witch shop.
Let's go to a fucking shop. Yeah, that character from the first one, I love her so much. When I was watching it on Halloween with my friends, I was like, that lady is exactly who I want to be in life. And they were like, yeah, that tracks. That sounds right.
I mean, it does.
I was like, I just want to be like hanging out in a shop with crystals, like warning teenage girls about their powers.
Be not afraid of your powers. There is no good, there is no bad, only the intention of the weak.
Well, it's true. It's fucking true.
It is. And that is feminism. I mean, that was really it was summed up very, very beautifully. Like,
just, I think what happened with the second one is that the characters weren't even given the opportunity to be flawed. And so when you have these, like, it's like, oh, it's great that you have, like, diversity or whatever. But then when they're just kind of perfect little people, like, what did they really even do wrong? Like, you just don't give those characters an opportunity to breathe. I don't know.
Yeah, they should have made them all gay and all criminals.
Yep.
And then you would have had a great movie.
I 100% agree. I think we should write it right
instead
now.
Instead, it was just a failed Teen Wolf arc.
It really did feel like a CW show. And you know what? Actually, I was thinking about this after I watched it. I was like, maybe it would have worked better if they actually tried to reboot it as a show, because then you could do all those plot lines, you could do all those crazy, like, things, and everybody would have room to, like, have a little storyline. And I don't know, I would have watched a season of it, I think.
Yeah, I'm actually a little surprised that they didn't do that, because at first when they said they were going to do it, I thought it was just going to do that.
Yeah,
but then they were like, oh no, it's going to be a movie, and I was like, okay, whatever. But
I think,
you know,
I think it should have been a show.
Yeah. But at the same time,
even if it was only one season, like, even if they tried to do a season and didn't get renewed, that still would have, like, given so much more space for all of that crap that they wanted to talk about. So,
I mean, you're not wrong.
Netflix should have given them a 12 episodes.
Their one season that they do.
Yeah. Great.
No, I think it's would have been great. I thought it was funny that you said that this felt like a CW show, to which I agree. Because I recently have been watching Stargirl.
What is Stargirl?
It's one of those DC shows that's on the CW. Ooh. Although it was on their, like, individual streaming app first, and then they moved it over there. Mm-hmm. Which would attribute to the production quality, because it looks good. It's shot very well. Mm-hmm. Also, Luke Wilson's in it. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's been hilarious for me.
Ah, love Luke Wilson.
Yeah, I was considering asking you to watch it because it didn't seem like too big of an ask. Especially with, because honestly, watching it, I was like, this feels like the most neutral of all of the superhero shows that I've seen. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to watch it, I think that you would actually like this one, especially because of the characters.
Okay.
And I would like to get your opinion on on a couple of them. Because, weirdly enough, the main girl is a blonde little white girl, and I actually do like her. I think she's very likable.
What's the matter? Wrong with blonde white girls, Chad?
Nothing. I just feel like usually when they have them in shows, they're not that interesting. They're just like, oh, they're so nice and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yeah, but do I give a fuck?
Again, we're getting to the root of me and Chad hating each other. And his vendetta against blonde white girls, apparently.
No, they just make them very bland in shows for whatever reason. That's their biggest quality, is just those two things.
I agree. You know, you have your Quinn Fabrais. And
love her.
And your Guinevere Bex, and Casey, what was her name on Greek?
Oh, God.
Cartwright.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I loved to hate her ass.
Those are just some classic examples. Yeah, maybe I will give that a try. How many seasons is it?
It's just the one season right now. It's 13 episodes, so it's...
Okay.
They're keeping it pretty contained.
That's not too bad. Okay, maybe I will. Because I have been looking for something new to watch, so...
It's also been a good, fun, whimsy show to watch.
Okay. Yeah, and I do love Luke Wilson as a dad, so...
Oh, well, he's a stepdad in this one.
Oh, that's even better. We love to see it.
Yeah, his son's super annoying. So, well, again, as always, thanks for listening, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.